The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and I'm here with my dear wife, Robin, who's putting her headphones on.
Fell asleep or something.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I just lost it there
for a
second.
Oh, you lost it for a second.
I was
trying to do something. We were doing a radio show.
Yeah, I was trying to do something, and it didn't work.
I got it. So she's a very good multitasker. Does five things, none of them well at a time. Anyway, you know the old, what's the story? Jack of all trades, master of none.
That's me right this minute.
Yeah, I got it. So I'm emailing Donna up in Garrett County, and she said she hadn't seen many black bears this year, which is unusual for her. So I'm telling her we're going to be up there on August 21st measuring at an event, and we've got, get this, we've got 30 reservations for deer heads.
I know already.
Right,
that's really cool.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, 30 people are going to have them measured. And we'd like to see that kind of crowd the 24th, next Saturday, at the Maryland Bowhunter Society. So we're encouraging people to bring their deer and their Sika deer and their black bears and have them measured. So we'd really like to see that. So we have some outstanding animals that are going to be there. Two from Talbot County, the state record archery whitetail, and probably one of the biggest non-typical whitetails taken with a bow in recent history, and that would be Mr. Milby here, from Talbot County. We're going to have his deer there. And if you look at our Facebook page, the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page, you will see that the number 5 non-typical whitetail is going to be on display, with a gross score of like 237, which is it's just enormous. So check it out on the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. And if you have an animal, reach out. I mean, you can email me anytime, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, and find out about, you know, what needs to be done. But we'll be there. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away fish and tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman next week here at on the Outdoorsman Radio Show before we head up to the Bowhunter Society. And it's a beautiful tackle package, all handmade, hand-painted lures from Tackle Box Tim, and you'll enjoy it when you fish with it,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, Tim's a fun guy to fish with. He's
fun
to fish with. Jacob and I, years ago, probably 10 years ago, fished with Tim, and we fished at Fort McHenry,
mm-hmm.
for perch, and we caught some little tiny striped bass, but we caught a lot of perch, and Tim knows how to fish for perch, and he knows how to fish for striped bass, and he likes fishing for smallmouth bass in the river, and, you know, he's just an all-around good guy, good person. So, and he's a writer, too. He writes for us from time to time, so. That's it. So call in, leave your name and number. Chris will collect that next week. We'll put a number with every name. Robin will get on her phone and random generate a number between, you know, one and whatever. And whatever number gets rolled wins. So 410-922-6680. Talking about the hot weather, talking about the price of crabs, talking about the rockfish closure till the end of this month because of the heat. you know, there's a lot of dead discards that happen when water and air temperature is this high for as long as it has been. So, you know, you reel a fish in and bring them up through the upper levels of the hot water, get them out, leave them in that hot air for even long enough to unhook them, you know, hold them up for a picture, throw them back in, and he's dead. You know, he may not die right then. He looks like he swims off, but, you know, they don't take the heat at all. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. Robin, anything you'd like to add?
Not me.
No, why not?
I'm good.
You're supposed to have something like in your quiver, ready to shoot out there.
My quiver was empty.
Your quiver is empty. Okay. How about you, Chris? Anything going on in your world?
Screening a phone call.
That'd be good.
Okay.
All right, cool.
I would say Chris is getting busy.
I would say. It sounds good to me. So while we're waiting, so Robin.
Yeah, I'm right here. And my quiver's here, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, your empty quiver.
My empty quiver.
I got it. You know, archery season's like a month and a half away.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No, not really.
September 10th. September 10th. And, you know, it's been hot through the beginning of archery season. I remember I was in the stand when my bonus daughter, Laura, shot her first deer, a nice little velvet buck. It was 94 degrees. 94, you know. It's not fun for me to hunt in that type of heat.
I don't know how you stand it,
you know,
personally.
October's my month. You know, I'd much rather hunt in October. The early muzzleloader season is usually about the first I get out, unless I'm motivated to do something else. But I like that. I like the hunting the rut and the early muzzleloader. And, you know, once the weather starts cooling off, I like that better. And, you know, you say, and you're, mother says to me, how do you stand it out there? It's so cold. I said, you just dress for it, you know. I sit there. Sometimes my hands get cold. Very rarely do my feet get cold anymore, but, you know, sometimes that happens, mostly my hands. But, you know, you got to learn how to deal with it. A lot of people use those heat packs, you know, and sometimes I'll put them in my pocket, which is nice, you know, because I've cut the fingers off my glove so I can pull the trigger, pull the release back on the bow and touch it with my finger rather than through a glove. Now, firearms, it's not so bad. You can use that. But the main reason I cut the fingers off is so I can text with you while I'm in the deer stand.
I have a hint for women with heat packs.
What?
Don't put them in bras that have underwires.
That's a great tip.
It's the truth, because I burnt myself at a football game.
The voice of experience. I like that.
I was at my uncle coached Navy football here at the academy.
Uh-huh.
And we were at the game. And it was freezing and snowing. And I had heat packs in my shoes and heat packs in my gloves and a heat pack down my bra. And I got burnt pretty good because the wire heated up. And
We get that.
So that's my hint for the day. If you're a woman hunter, make sure you don't have an underwire on when you stick it in your bra. It really makes you feel better when you do it, because if you don't have an underwire.
Thank you for that tip from an interesting perspective that we've never shared on the show in 32 years. I've told people to put them on the back of their neck. I've told people to put them on their wrist rather than their hands, you know, because you warm the blood flow going into your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's good. But I've never talked about putting a heat pack down your bra, and to be careful if you have an underwire bra, because you will.
Well, you heard this the saying about colder than a.
About what?
Colder than a.
Yeah, I know. Colder than a. I got it.
You know, so you don't want them to be colder than a.
No, you don't.
On that note, let's talk to Jane.
Who are we talking to?
Jane.
Jane. Good morning, Jane. I hope you're getting some good tips on this.
Yeah, that was interesting. I've never heard that before either.
Neither have I.
I got to give something to the show, Jane, you know?
Right.
So what's up?
So anyway, this is the first time I've even ever heard of your show. We just packed into the car and we're headed for Stone Harbor, New Jersey to meet a daughter and a grandchild. And Anyway, we just turned on your program. I didn't even know this program existed.
32 years, Jane.
Yeah, okay. Well, so I have a hunter son, and he also likes to fish. And so when I heard your, you know, the contest, that's what motivated me to call you all.
I got it. Well, that's great.
That's I think great. That's wonderful.
Hey, look, Stone Harbor's great.
Yes.
Stone Harbor's great.
Yeah.
What's that?
I haven't been there in years, but I remember going there, and I thought, wow, I really like this beach.
Yeah. And,
yeah. So,
yeah, Stone Harbor's a great place. It's gotten a little resorty, but,
okay.
You know, yeah. But, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to visit there, and it was a really nice place at that point. And then visited as an adult, it had changed a little bit. But and I'm sure it's transitioned even more, but it's very, very nice place to visit, no question.
Yeah, it was nice and clean, and I liked that when we were there, I liked that they had two lifeguards on a stand instead of the one that I was used to all around the other places we went.
Right, got it.
When we had young kids.
Yep. No question. So, yeah, I love fishing in New Jersey. I can share a lot of memories about fishing in southern New Jersey,
yeah.
For sure. So,
That's great.
All right. Well, hey, look, we appreciate you calling. Call anytime. We're here from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Saturday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day.
Good job, Robin, sharing your bra heat pack tricks with a brand-new listener. Great. Let's talk to Rudy. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you both doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful this morning.
I think the expression you were looking for was, it's colder than a witch's brass monkey.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, a witch's brass monkey. I think you're absolutely right.
I stole that from Mork and Mindy some years ago.
Mork and Mindy. Oh, my gosh, what a show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I'm calling because I'm really offended by the name Bald Eagle. Those of us who are followably challenged he's not bald.
No, he's not, actually.
Feathers. And I wonder if the LGBT community is offended by the name Rainbow Trout.
Possibly. Possibly. Or maybe they'll adopt it as their mascot.
Perhaps. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for participating in my little joke we played on Debbie last week.
You're quite welcome. If you'd like to share, we'd be more than glad to. We'd be more.
Yeah,
than glad.
I missed that.
I told you about that. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't send Debbie text.
That you've been up with me for so long.
Robin, I told you. Rudy texted me, and a whole group of us, and said, "Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of our first date." They went to the fireworks.
I had no idea.
Okay, you were kind of busy with the grandkids. So.
Yeah, I was a little nuts.
Yeah, you were a little nuts. Anyway, he said, would you just text Debbie tomorrow morning, congratulations? Because she had no idea it was the 50th anniversary.
I think that's awesome.
We all texted Debbie, congratulations. And I guess, what was the final outcome, Rudy?
The final outcome was we went out to lunch that day, and
yep.
She was just very surprised and pleased.
I think it's awesome. How many texts did she get? And I would have loved to be. You have to understand, I've had the grandkids for 3 weeks straight, 5 days a week, and my days are a little crazy. So I would have done it if I had known.
I think we had a total of like 11.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
She kept saying, what is going on here?
That's funny.
Anyway,
I love it.
Anyhow, well, happy 50th date anniversary.
Thank you. I wanted to put a question out there to you or your listeners that talk about invasive species. It seems like all invasive species are non-natives, but are all non-natives considered invasive?
No.
At what point and who decides? I mean, channel catfish are, you know, from Mississippi River.
Right. Brown trout.
Lakeheads obviously are from Southeast Asia.
Brown trout.
And, yeah, brown trout, exactly. And rainbow trout, and ringneck pheasants.
Ringneck pheasants, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have the
nickname Chinese roosters. You remember that? That's true.
You're right.
Do they really?
Yeah. Chinese chickens.
Anyway, I just want to say hello. And also, if you could reserve the date September 11th, that evening there's an event going on at the Environmental Center where I volunteer. they're not an advertiser, so I'm not going to mention their name.
Oh, that's all right.
But there's an event going on I'd like to invite you and Robin to.
Okay.
I'll put it down.
Okay. I'll explain to you more when I talk to you during the week.
That would be great.
Oh, he'll be calling you soon because I want to know what it is.
Okay.
I have no patience at all.
None at all. None. September 11th.
A lot of fun.
September 11th.
Yeah.
In the calendar.
I'm putting it right now.
This is Saturday night.
Yep.
Ooh, Saturday night.
Yep. Got it. And that's called, what's the acronym or what's the abbreviation?
No. He said, you just call him.
No, the Environmental Center.
No, he said he's not going to mention anything because they're not advertising.
I'm not worried about that. He can say the name of Environmental Center. Huh?
It's CBEC, CBEC.
CBEC. That's right. Yep. What time is it?
I'll explain more when we talk during the week. How about that?
We'll talk later today.
Okay. We'll talk later today. Thanks, Rudy.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Captain Dawn. Oh, we're going to take a break. Then we'll do Captain Dawn. How's that? Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. Everything for crabbing. Anything and everything you need for crabbing. They've got the low-profile crab traps, the topless crab traps. They've got the trot lines, the trot line weights, the trot line floats, the trot line accessories, the bait bags, the snoods, all that stuff if you want to build your own, or they have the pre-built. The wood baskets with lids, they carry those too, new wood baskets with lids. They also carry crab hotels and commercial traps, crab pots. They also carry their own brand of seasoning, Clyde Sports Shop crab seasoning, and the aluminum steamers in all sizes. They've got the bait. You know, they've got the chicken necks and the clams. Well, they've got the chicken necks and the eels. I'm not sure about the clams because they are so doggone expensive. So, and availability is limited on those. But speaking of bait, they have every type of bait and minnow for fishing as well. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108, 242-6108, for Clyde Sports Shop and all the crabbing supplies that you need. Why not? Hey, so it's backyard time. You know, I know it's hot, but, I mean, if you get out there in the evening and you put your, you know, put your bug light out and, you get out there and you have doing a crab steam or, you know, crab boil or something like that with the potatoes and the corn and all that, you can do that. You can just have a great time in your backyard. And the place to do all that and equip yourself for all that is Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got the poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. Huge selection, all colors, very colorful. I'd like to see a drone shot over top of that place, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then they've got the tables and chairs, of course, and those Adirondack chairs that, you know, your uncle wants to sit on and, you know, have his adult beverage there by his side and, you know, on your deck while you guys are steaming crabs. You know, you got those Adirondack chairs. They're great. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets for the grandkids, tiki bars for the adults, and storage sheds in the backyard, Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the Kamado Joe grill smokers, and then the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. And those freestanding deck umbrellas are giant. They'll shade your whole deck, you know, on these hot days from the sun, so you can do that. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. So visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Cadenceville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Cadenceville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Perfected by Johnny Weissmuller. That's for sure. I love it. I love it. Call of the Wild, huh?
Yep.
Yep. How many Tarzan movies did you ever see when you were a kid?
I don't know. It was always on Saturday or Sunday morning.
Yep. Always on. Johnny Weissmuller. Man, I bet those movies are considered offensive now. No question. So.
No, they're on Turner Classic Movies.
Are they on Turner
Classic?
Yeah,
In fact, I think there was it Tarzan and His Woman?
Nice.
And this was before the code came out.
Yeah,
they show that scene where she jumps in the water and her clothes get caught on the branch, and you see everything.
And you would notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet.
No, not yet. Hey, Robin.
Yeah.
You got an email from Joe.
I know.
He said that our show always keeps us abreast of things. Robin.
What can I say?
I don't know.
I add to the.
Let's talk to Assistant Chief
Captain Don.
Yeah, Captain Don. Captain Don's a 3-rank demotion, so you know we got to.
He is my John Travolta stand-in.
What's that, buddy?
Well, I feel like you guys demote me. Like I did something wrong. I get demoted back to captain.
Back to captain.
No, I think you're awesome, so I don't know why you think you get demoted.
All right, we'll have to change your name now to General Dawes.
Yeah, some people said I was less than a rope.
That's funny.
Especially with Craven.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Hey,
what's going on?
A lot of things. The crabbers that I've seen in several places. I mean, they're just all over the place. And what I really enjoy seeing is like a rowboat, John boat, small boat, with what appears to be the father, mother, and a couple kids, and they have some of those crab traps.
Right.
And they're just having a great time. They might catch maybe 10 or 12 crabs, and man, that's a big day for them.
Sure.
As opposed to the guy who's next to him trying to catch every crab in the river.
Oh,
creek.
Sure.
And, oh, yeah. But it's going on out there, and there's a lot of people fishing and crabbing. And I've seen some big white perch being caught down in the Severn and in the Magothy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very enlightening to see what's out there. And you know, we have to do a lot to preserve what we have. And I know we have this moratorium going on, and I'm not 100% down with that. Some of these dead discards could go in your, or potentially dead discards could go into your ice box. If they're going to die, let them die in your ice box. That's what I said. Yeah, let them die in your ice box. So I hate to see that. But, hey, do you know who else was famous for that call of the wild?
Yep, I do.
Uh-oh.
I do.
Who?
Who?
Carol Burnett.
Yes, you get the prize. I'm going to have to send you a tackle box full of stuff. How's that?
Yep, that's right.
Carol, I love Carol Burnett. Imitate.
I can do a pretty I can do a pretty good job of that. If I have, you know, if nobody's around and I'm outside, I can come up with a pretty good one myself on that. So
yeah, that was a great show.
I love that show. I've watched one of my favorites was her Gone with the Wind act.
Yeah,
when she took the curtains off the
walking down the step, grabbing onto a drape.
Yep. Yep. I mean, the dentist one with Tim Conway is my all-time favorite comedy routine anywhere.
Yeah. So yeah. I worked with Harvey Korman's daughter. She was an attorney working with the city, and she told some really neat stories about what went on with Harvey Korman's life.
Really?
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting, and she's very interesting, and not to get too detailed, but Harvey Korman had like two sets of families. You know, he had one in his younger years and then the later years, and the difference in how things were in Hollywood and, you know, hanging out. She was telling us about how she used to hang out with some of the kid stars, you know, the young stars. And
that's
just
cool.
Great stories, but they made you laugh, and that's the main thing I always say, that these people actually made you laugh, and it was kind of clean fun, and there weren't.
It wasn't like stuff nowadays.
No, not politics.
And there was sexual stuff in it, but it was sexual innuendo where it was still funny.
You had to figure it out in your mind.
Yep.
As opposed to it being pushed right in your face.
That's true.
Thrown out there and with the words and everything.
Yep.
Yeah. And what I have to do this morning, you raised my curiosity. I have to go up to Clyde's and look at that crab hotel. And I'm wondering if it's anything like a doghouse, because I might need to get that crab hotel because my doghouse is getting worn out.
Crab hotel is a floating live box. Keeps your caught crabs alive at your dock.
Yeah.
We used to have one.
Have you heard anything from the lower eastern shore as far as crabbing is concerned?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Nope, not a lot.
You know. It seems to be on fire north of the bridge.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, nice crabs. Crabbing. Nice big full crabs.
Yep.
I want some again this weekend.
Oh, they were so good. You've inspired Robin again.
I'm not. Yeah, now that you did that, he's not getting out of it.
Well, I'm not going out today. I think I'm going to go out next week with my buddies.
That's probably wise.
Yeah. Yeah, weekends usually you have to find a spot. Difficult to find a spot sometimes.
Got it.
On the other note, hey, the magazine's great.
Good.
I enjoyed my little picture in there of my buddy.
Sure.
And it's great. And we're going to be traveling to Southern Maryland today, and I have Natalie's going to be looking at the magazine. And we might stop at a couple of places that are mentioned in there. So just
going
to say hi and
yep.
maybe buy a little something, a lure or whatever.
Nice. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the
weekend.
Call.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
See you, Doug. Bye-bye. All right. We've got Ted. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
What's
it's
up?
Always nice to wake up on Saturday morning to your voices.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And, Robin, I think you added quite a bit to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was a perspective I had no experience with earlier.
That's true. I heard that.
Yeah, none.
Anyway, my question is this. What is the largest measurement you have on a blue crab? Claw to claw.
Claw to claw. Oh, my goodness. The largest crab that I know of that was caught in Chesapeake Bay, I think was 10 3/4 inches point to point. Claw to claw, I'm not sure. But given that I've seen the actual taxidermied crab and I've seen the carved replica of that, and I can tell you where both of them, well, the taxidermied one is gone now. It had fallen into repair, and that was at Jerry Hunter's place in Graysonville. And Jerry had it repaired, and once it was repaired, then he took it home. Don Travis took care of the repair on that, Travis Taxidermy, years ago.
The reason I asked was I caught one back in the 60s. It was about 17 inches, point claw to claw.
Claw to claw. That's pretty big. That's a pretty big crab.
Didn't want to go in the net.
No, I imagine not. I imagine not. But if you stop down at Mr. B's on Kent Island, or where the, what is that? Is that
Kent Island, Stevensville.
Stevensville. Yeah, Mr. B's Seafood. The carved replica of that crab is on display there on the counter, and it's absolutely amazing.
I'm still looking for places down around Centerville for fishing. Any possibility you can give me information on what an area or someplace I could rent a rowboat to go out with?
Oh, there's no place to rent a boat in Centerville
that
I know of, no. The only thing I can think of there is that area on the water. What's
the wharf?
The wharf. Yeah, you can go back to the wharf and see if there's anybody back there, see if there's anything back there. But that's down back street. What's the street?
It's called Wharf?
Yeah, I think it's off Wharf Road.
It's
off
Wharf Road. You can go back there.
But no, it's, Chesterfield Avenue?
Might be Chesterfield Avenue. Check that out. It winds around through the country. There's a couple restaurants back there just out of town, and you keep going, and you'll run right into the, the waterfront right there.
Is that Wharf Road?
There's Wharf Road, but it's off of Chesterfield Avenue.
Okay. Robin used to live in Centerville, so I defer.
Now I can do some hunting.
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, go to the light and turn left. Right, Robin. That takes you right out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. If you go to the main light there at the courthouse and turn left, is it the main light or the one before that?
Okay.
No, you don't turn at the left. You don't turn at the light. You go past the courthouse, make the first left past the courthouse.
First left past the courthouse. Okay.
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 And then you go all the way to the end where you hit a stop sign at a T, take a right, go down that way, and then you'll wind your way around to the wharf.
There you go.
Sounds good.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, let's see. Rudy texted us.
You have to make me think.
Huh?
You make me think.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's too early to think.
I'm so sorry, baby, that I had made you think. So Macrotech Archery Pro Shop is at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They carry Matthews bows, compound bows, including the new V3, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt. Now, crossbows include Raven and 10 Point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Now, choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe your shooting style and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Apparently, I was canting my bow, and one minor adjustment on the bow corrected that, and I improved my groups tremendously, and I did that on the range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians, for sure. Now, beginners and diehard bow hunters and professional athletes and the well-connected out of, the political arena, they know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech's a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or visit their Facebook page. The phone number is 410 789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows Bose. And we'll be right back after this.
Slow-moving summertime cold front brings in the thunderstorms this afternoon to our forecast. Lots of steamy weather ahead of the front. We're in the mid-90s this afternoon, heat in the seas near 100, and some heavy weather. Storm Prediction Center's flagged the area at risk for some severe weather this afternoon and tonight, so stay weather aware. Top of the weekend, 71 tonight, not as hot Sunday, Monday. Thunderstorms Sunday afternoon, 87. Sunshine Monday, 88. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I love it.
That's our marriage.
Yeah.
So if you say something wrong and your wife's not there to, if you say something and your wife's not there to hear it, are you still wrong?
Of course.
Yeah. Never mind. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We will be here next week and then leaving quickly for the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. That's at Kurtz's Beach in Pasadena. And
I'm interested in seeing the new venue.
Yes, I am too. The other venue unfortunately went out of business during COVID. But the crew will be there from Bucks, Bears, Stags. We have at least four of our guys, four of our official measures going to be there to measure white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. And we've got a couple features we are bringing. We're bringing from PD Council his state record 10-point whitetail buck, typical whitetail buck. We're bringing a big non-typical that was taken. Now, that was 1994. Still holds the record. We're bringing a big non-typical from Talbot County. Mr. Milby is going to loan us that one. Then we're also bringing, Bobby Newton is bringing the number 5 all-time non-typical whitetail from Maryland that was found back in 1979. And it's unfortunate, it's just a skull cap with the antlers, but it will be well displayed. And if you'd like to see photos of any of those three, visit Bucks Bears Stags Facebook page, and you can take a look at. I have PD Council's 10-point. It is ginormous. I mean, I can't tell you how impressed. This is a dream. This is my dream deer. So, Robin will be there. What would you like to say, babe?
Now I want to update. Was it John looking? Who was looking for the fishing place? Okay, I'm drawing a blank on the name, but the man we were just talking to who's really, really nice and calls a lot about fishing. And if you want to fish in Centerville, you want to go down that Chesterfield Avenue and get off on Watson Road.
Go down Chesterfield Avenue, get off on Watson
and
Road.
And tell, and we're saying thank you to Bree for making her mother right on where to go.
Got it. His name is Ted.
Ted, thank you, Ted. I'm sorry, Ted, I couldn't pull it out of my head right that minute.
Mm-hmm. So, there we go. Anyway, the Bow Hunter Society, they're a great group of people. They've partnered now. They're a partner with Hunters of Maryland.
Yep.
So their voice is heard in Annapolis as well. If you're a bow hunter or just a hunter, crossbow hunter, bow hunter, black powder hunter, gun hunter, you should join Maryland Bow Hunter Society. You really should. And they're just a good group. They're the platinum sponsor of the record book, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland's Finest, the Records and the Legacy, which is also for sale on our website. So,
and we'll have copies there.
We'll have copies there, too. We're going to donate some copies for door prizes and things like that. So, anyway, we're excited. We're very excited about being at the Bow Hunter Society. Then in August, on the 21st, we're going to be in Garrett County, the used to be Quality Deer Association. I can't say their name right now. They changed their name to something. What is it now called? Anyway, they're having their banquet. The QDMA folks out there are having their banquet. And it's August 21st. We've already got reservations for 30 deer, but we could use some bears. If you're listening in Garrett County, Allegheny County, Washington County, or Frederick County, and you've taken a nice bear, we would be more than glad to have you show up and measure your bear for you for the record book. We've got some tremendous black bears. We've got world-class black bears here in Maryland. We really do. And so we just would like to see, recognize more of those people and recognize the fact that Maryland has a very robust bear population and growing. So the next edition of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we've done an overview of the bear population. The lottery opened this week for the bear lottery, so there'll be 900 permits given out, which will put 2,700 people in the woods if everybody picks 2 sub-permittees after the Maryland Black Bears. And last year, the weather was just atrocious, absolutely atrocious. We hunted the first day with Chuck up in Frederick County, and it was just not a good day, nor was it a good week. National Deer Association is up in Garrett County on the 21st of August. And so, you know, we're just very active with Bucks, Bears, Stags right now. So, all right. Well, sorry we didn't take a caller during that time. We have a little time maybe here at the end to get another caller in, but it's time for me to talk to you about some of our sponsors. And one of those is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Here's the deal. If you want to go fishing, if you want to go hunting, and you want to go crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop has been around since 1957. They have created their inventory full of fishing tackle, you know, line, lures, bait, minnows, rod repair. as far as hunting is concerned, they have guns and ammunition, all brands, all makes, all handguns, rifles, shotguns. They're a full-line Browning dealer, so, you know, your Browning firearms are available right there, which is a great selection. Their prices are fair. I talked to Lawrence, their 82-year-old gunsmith, the other day. He gave me a picture for the magazine. He just killed a 600-and-some-pound feral hog down south.
Wow.
And so, yeah, he's still active at 82. That was his birthday present. So they've got that. And they've got the crabbing supplies, anything you need for crabbing, the traps, the trot lines, the steamers, the baskets, and anything and everything. So they're basically your well-rounded outdoor shore. What's that?
Crab hotels.
Crab hotels, too. 410-242-6108. They're located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Stop by and check out Clyde's Sports Shop. Please do. So, look, if you have a fireplace that is underutilized in your home and you want more heat from it, here's my suggestion, our suggestion, Robin and I, have a gas fireplace insert installed, okay? It's a very simple process, and Backyard Village can handle all of it, including the installation. They'll walk you through the process. They'll make sure the installation is done correctly. You're going to need to run gas to the area of the fireplace, of course, but that's not a great big deal. So if you have one that you don't use, do what we did. Head to Backyard Billy's and visit their Hearth America section, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. It's a remote control, and we enjoy that. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We like the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time not only to take a look at that, but you can look at the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, electric stoves, or wood stoves from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather. Now, visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Now it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Wabbit. Duck, fire! What's the matter? Everything's upside down. Strange. Can't make heads or tails of things.
Hey, you! Come back here!
Well, what do you know? No more bullets.
No more bullets? Hey, laughing boy! No more bullets. No more bullets? Here, let me see that thing.
Well, what do you know? One bullet left.
One bullet left? Hey, laughing boy, there was...
I know, I know!
I was going to just let it keep on going.
I can still see Daphne's bill spinning around his head, you know, and they're upside down, whatever. Oh, my gosh. Kids today know nothing. Unfortunately. Yep. All right.
Anyway, Chris, have a great weekend.